670 The Score.
Finally, the brightening power of vitamin C meets the correcting power of retinol in one supercharged serum. New Super C Serum from Strivectin. The only formula that combines vitamin C, retinol, and patented Niagen 114. Clinically proven to restore radiance, smooth fine lines and texture, and visibly firm skin. 97% showed improvement in skin brightness, and 100% showed measured improvement in skin firmness. Visit Strivectin.com for 20% off your first Super C purchase with code SuperC. That's Strivectin.com, code SuperC.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Do you like Jim Boylan? Yeah.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah. How do you spell I? That's pretty funny. my kid always will text that to me, you know, like A-I, whatever way you'd spell I. Very, very amusing.
It
makes me laugh. Yeah, yeah. It's about the highest compliment that Jim Boylan ever got as a head coach.
There weren't many.
There wasn't more than that, really. And, you know, Jim would get worked up a little bit. It went far from emotional responses. And he loved the idea of talking about the playoffs and felt that he was going to get that team to the playoffs last year. Now, obviously, that never happened. And it seemed like a pipe dream more than a reality when it was brought up initially. Does your expectation level for the Bulls next year change now that they have a new major decision maker in basketball and Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley coming in from Philadelphia as well? And now you bring in Billy Donovan, a decorated coach, a guy that has won awards for his coaching. And just curious if it changes anything in your mind in terms of the way you view this particular team?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely, it does. The Bulls are done experimenting with head coaches. They in many ways, went from Tom Thibodeau, a guy who was a tremendous hire and made his mark on this franchise and was fired for being a lot of things that had nothing to do with wins and losses. But Fred Hoiberg, nice guy, really liked Fred, really do like Fred, but experimental. Jim Boylan, clearly trial and error, mostly error. And now you go to a guy in Billy Donovan, highly respected, who has made history, and it was a coach of distinction at the college level in Florida, one of 14 guys that have coached multiple championships in college basketball, one of only four men who have played and coached in a Final Four. And he went to the Thunder, and he won there at a 60% clip. So now you have legitimized your franchise at the head coaching position. This is no longer an assistant coach learning on the job, and, oh, we'll get there, he'll be better next time. No. You've got a guy who, if you believe in your core, can coax it to the point where you're in the Eastern Conference, and making the playoffs has to be a realistic goal whenever next season begins.
You know, I think that it's interesting when you talk about the Bulls coaches and look at it that way, because this is the first coach with head coaching experience to come in here since Scott Skiles. And I think that, you know, Tibbs was a really good hire and did a great job, but you didn't know whether or not that was going to work, whether he would be the finished product. We didn't know how that was going to go down because there wasn't something to lean back on. And, you know, the Bears are an organization that very rarely hired a coach with head coaching experience, and they have tried to have these guys kind of learn on the job. And they reversed course on that philosophy when they brought in John Fox. And when they made that hire, I thought, oh, this is a good idea. You got a general manager that doesn't have experience, and you're bringing in an experienced head coach, and that combination is going to help out. And it didn't work. It didn't work out that way at all by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't know, there was a lot of talk. You know, John Fox was already kind of, you know, he was looking for his golden parachute by the time he got here, and all that sort of thing. That's not the case with Billy Donovan. I mean, this is a guy that is an intense competitive type of guy. He is a, you know, it's fascinating to me. If you recall, when he was in, when he was at Florida, when he was in Gainesville, he was at one point offered the Orlando job, and I believe accepted and then reversed course on that acceptance of it. And part of that was due to the age of his children, I believe, at the time. Yeah. And he wanted to stay in Gainesville and have the family continue and all that. And then he ends up going to Oklahoma City, really kind of in response to the age of his kids and the way things were going. So he was a guy that probably always wanted to get in the NBA, felt it might have been too early a move when he was offered the Orlando job, and then came back and did a great job, did a fine job in Oklahoma City. So I think it's a great hire, and I think the Bulls are really lucky to get him. And I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that they went out and were as aggressive. And clearly, you know, we don't have the numbers, but we'll find out. Here's a guy that was on a 5-year, $30 million deal, right? And did not want to go through another kind of rebuild as they're going to have in Oklahoma City.
This isn't going cheap. This is thinking big. You know, there will be no golden parachute. He does not come to town with that. He comes to town with his sleeves rolled up, ready to work. And he's 55 years old. He's a pretty youthful coach, and he is not going to be shy about attacking this job. And I think anybody else you would have hired, had it been an assistant coach who worked with AK in the past or Mark Eversley in the past, you would have trusted them because of the way that these guys have made decisions so far, but you would have been trust by association. Billy Donovan doesn't need anybody to vouch for him. His resume speaks for itself, and that is big. I think that's a big difference because he already comes kind of pre-stamped and with that credibility, and that goes a long way, not only in his own locker room that he walks into for the first time at the United Center, but it's going to go a long way when they start to pursue free agents.
312-644-6767 is the number. Does it change, David, the priorities in the draft? Does it in any way shift or change what you're looking for in terms of the draft? I say no. I believe him when he says that they're looking for the best player and they're not just looking to fill this particular position. I think they really are. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to find the guy that falls to them, or the guy they project to be the best player in the draft, and nothing changes.
I don't think anything changes either, because I think he has shown an adaptability regardless of the style of player, whether it's a superstar, whether it's a guy who fits a role. He has coached them all and worked his kind of scheme and approach around the talent. So I think it probably, you know, there'll be a collaborative process who the Bulls will pick if they stay at number four. I think you'd still look at some mock drafts, and Denny Avdija is a guy that was the Israeli League MVP. He's only 20 years old, I believe, but that is a guy, boy, is exciting to consider his future now that you have a guy like Billy Donovan on the bench.
312-644-6767. Rich is in Rockford. Hey, Rich.
Morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, to answer your question about my reaction on the Donovan hire, I always had a feeling that AK and Eversley were going to do something special and they were going to get their man, but when I saw going across the screen yesterday, breaking news, I just quietly hoped, like, well, where did he end up going? And when I saw the Bulls, I about fell over. I was just so thrilled. It was like winning an Academy Award or winning the lottery or something. It was like, God, I'm just so excited. It's not anything different than what everybody. I'm just glad to see all the excitement. And real quick, my son had texted me Charles Barkley's comments. You probably saw him.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, you know, he just doesn't get it. I think I'm so glad Donovan sees it as a challenge and an opportunity, and it's going to be so fun to follow.
Thanks for the phone call, Rich, and you can thank the Academy later. Barkley said that there are only two jobs worse than that, or it's a job worse, the captain of the Titanic and his personal trainer. And a good line, but I don't think it's really that terribly accurate or fair here, because the Bulls have some pieces there that well, let's wait and see. I don't think it's as bad of a job as Charles implied with that comment.
Well, I think that if it is that bad a job, the fact that they sold this guy on it is very impressive.
It is.
And it gives me hope that they can sell a free agent on it, that they can, sell their ideas. I think that it may well have seemed that bad a job if they had not changed things and hadn't moved forward and don't have the hint that they are investing in the front office, in the coaches. And I think that changes the way that this organization is going to be perceived. I think what Charles said is so 9 months ago, right?
Yes.
It's just so
right.
A year ago. And I think they're getting out of that.
It's an old way to look at a new and upcoming kind of team in the Bulls, and you know, the fresh start. They the pandemic pause gave them a chance to kind of hit the reset button, and that is the way. It is an old way of thinking. So, like I said, I laughed when I heard it because Charles Barkley is hilarious and good, but I just don't think it was necessarily an accurate portrayal of what's going on over there, because Billy Donovan saying yes to the Bulls with the Sixers job, the Pelicans job, and the Pace job still open, that says a lot right there.
No doubt about it. I think, people that were having fun teeing off on the Bulls and really going after them, and Charles, you know, it's I guess it's habit. I don't have a problem with it. They have to prove it first, but I think maybe hold off on that. Let's see what happens. Let's see how long it takes. We'll offer that advice to our colleague Dan Bernstein next. I'm sure he's feeling good about it. And Layla Rahimi is with him, so that will calm him down too. So that's
all right. Layla's here today. Good day for her to be here.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
The Score remembers Bears legend and former Score teammate, Gale Sayers.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Here he is, galloping Gale, carrying the mail. This is his sixth touchdown of the game.
His groundbreaking and game-breaking talent shined like a supernova.
I could see everybody on the field. There'd be a fellow coming from a blind side. No way I could see him, but I could feel it.
Rest in peace, Gale Sayers.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Finally, the brightening power of vitamin C meets the correcting power of retinol in one supercharged serum. New Super C Serum from Strivectin, the only formula that combines vitamin C, retinol, and patented Niagen-114. Clinically proven to restore radiance, smooth fine lines and texture, and visibly firm skin. 97% showed improvement in skin brightness, and 100% showed measured improvement in skin firmness. Visit Strivectin.com for 20% off your first Super C purchase with code Super C. That's Strivectin.com, code Super C.
Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for all their glorious contributions to our program. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yes, means a ton. Thanks a ton for listening. It's wonderful of you. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Yay.
He's okay. And we have Kevin Zipak. Kebbo.
Today was my last day of Zipak.
Yeah, that's it. He's done with it. Ray.